About 52 years ago, on October the 13th, 1973, our Blessed Mother appeared to Sister Agnes Asagawa in a convent in Akita, Japan. It is no coincidence that the original apparition happened on the 13th of October, the Fatima anniversary. On June the 12th, 1973, Sister Agnes Asagawa was praying in a convent in Akita, Japan, when she saw brilliant rays of light that emanated from the tabernacle. The same miracle happened again over the next 2 days. On June the 28th, a cross-shaped wound appeared on the palm of Sister Agnes's hand. It bled profusely and caused her much pain. On July the 6th, she was praying. While she was praying, Sister Agnes heard a voice that came from the statue of the Virgin Mary that was in the chapel. It was the first message. That same day, some sisters discovered drops of blood that were flowing from the right hand of the statue. The flow of blood occurred 4 times. The wound on the hand of the statue remained until September the 29th. But that same day, the statue began to sweat, especially from a forehead and neck. On August the 3rd, 1973, Sister Agnes received a second message, and on October the 13th of the same year, the third and final message. On January the 4th, 1975, the statue of Our Lady began to cry and continued crying on different occasions for 6 years and 8 months. The last time was on September the 15th, 1981, the Feast of Our Lady of Sorrows. There was a total of 101 lacrimations. The name of the visionary, Sister Agnes, means lamb. She was healed of deafness, which was verified with no medical explanation. This miracle was a sign of the authenticity of the visits of Our Lady. On July the 6th, 1973, Our Lady appeared to Sister Agnes Asagawa and gave her this message. Pray very much for the Pope, bishops, and priests. Since your baptism, you have always prayed faithfully for them. Continue to pray very much, very much. Tell your superiors all that passed today and obey him in everything that he will tell you. He has asked that you pray with fervor. The Blessed Mother would then appear again on the anniversary of the miracle of the sun in Fatima on October the 13th, 1973. The Blessed Mother told Sister Agnes, each day, recite the prayers of the Rosary. With the Rosary, pray for the Pope, the bishops, and priests. The work of the devil will infiltrate even into the Church, in such a way that one will see cardinals opposing cardinals, bishops against bishops. The priests who will venerate me will be scorned and opposed by their confreres. Churches and altars sacked. The church will be full of those who accept compromises, and the demon will press many priests and consecrated souls to leave the service of the Lord. The demon will be especially implacable against souls consecrated to God. The thought of the loss of so many souls is the cause of my sadness. If sins increase in number and gravity, there will no longer be any pardon for them. Pray very much the prayers of the Rosary. Those who place their confidence in me will be saved. A handful of her messages focuses on prayer for priests and the Pope, which sheds light on how our priests and the Pope will suffer in the end times. If the devil would want to attack the Church, he would start with priests. On April the 22nd, 1984, after 8 years of investigation, and having consulted with the Holy See, the messages of Our Lady of Akita were approved by the Bishop of the Diocese of Niigata, Japan, Bishop John Shojiro Ito. He declared that the events of Akita are of supernatural origin and authorized the veneration of the Holy Mother of Akita in the whole diocese. Sister Agnes Asagawa died on August 15, 2024, the Feast of the Assumption of Our Lady. Our Lady of Akita, pray for us.